to the adventure and put me on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm super, super, super excited about our next guest for, you know, several reasons. But one big reason is there's something big that's going to be going on with here at the network and Talk4 Media and Talk4 Podcasting and my show and everything else that has to do with it. So definitely you want to be here. We're going across the pond, which I like to do anyway. And so let's welcome to the show CEO of SupaPass, Juliana Mayer. How are you?
Hello, everyone.
How are you today? And how is it over there on the other side of the pond?
Well, it's pretty okay at the moment. Obviously, we're still deep in the pandemic. The numbers are unfortunately going up again, but the vaccination program's gone really well. So people are feeling pretty positive and starting to venture out again. England won the football last night, soccer for the US listeners. So that's always a big deal here.
Nice. Yeah, that is. I have somebody that worked for us that is from Belgium, and now she lives in the UK. And so I was very happy to find out that her country lost. Because I love to bust her chops. And hey, you're in the UK now. You should not. I'm a firm believer. You shouldn't be voting for the other or cheering for the other team if you're in the country you're in. It's like, don't go into their house and burst their bubble.
I guess I'm not the best sports supporter because I like just really enjoy the game and seeing people play well. And I'm not that into who wins as such. Like, I don't know. I just kind of like supporting people rather than kind of booing the other side. So I'm more of a just want to see good gameplay.
There you go. I love that. And, you know, it's funny, as you know, I was in Costa Rica recently and they had kids playing football games and I had to just stop and watch because like they're so into it. We're not really, we're into American football here, but we're not, it's kind of weird. Like kids are always put into what we call soccer, which is football as a kid. But then it doesn't go anywhere from there. It's so weird. You would think with all of the soccer moms, all the kids, everything, that would be huge here like it is everywhere else in the world. But for some reason, I don't know. I guess we just like to be rebels right down to the very end.
I think you guys have some awesome sports.
We do. So let's talk about what you do because it's absolutely amazing. You know, weird circumstances, how the universe aligns, because I met you through a podcasting event that I was doing radio coverage for, and I was just so impressed with your product. And I just want to say right off the bat, as somebody that, you know, owns radio stations, is a techie, does web development and things like that, there's very few times that services that are similar to yours that I am impressed by. And I was so impressed that we're going to be redeveloping a lot of our stuff here at Talk4 Media and for Pipe Man Radio based on SupaPass. So tell us a little bit about what SupaPass is.
Well, thank you, firstly, for that amazing introduction. And we're so excited to be working with you on it. And I love that you love what we do so much. So I guess for those listening that don't know what we're talking about, SupaPass makes out-the-box websites and mobile apps for any kind of content maker, entrepreneur. That I guess the kind of the magic about it is that it looks and feels like Netflix or Spotify, but instantly, and you haven't had to spend tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, or in some cases, you know, it can cost millions to build that kind of technology. You pretty much can just have it instantly, and it's going to cost a really, really affordable amount for really anyone with almost any budget. And it's yours, and it's your own platform, and you can have all your content there, your podcast, your videos, your courses, your blogs, your music, anything you're making that's digital content can all finally be together in one place. Where the other awesome thing is you can monetize it with either a subscription or, you know, you could sell courses or audiobooks. but also you keep 100% of anything that you earn through it. There's no rev share with us as a platform. We're purely providing the technology to enable you to completely own everything. And then the other awesome thing is that you get to own your audience too. So unlike, you know, being on the social media platforms or the streaming platforms where you don't actually have a direct relationship with your audience or followers, the platforms own that. With this, it's your audience. You own it. You have the email address. You can take that audience to any other platform that you want to in the future. It's your data, your audience, your money, your brand central. And it looks and feels awesome, like the kind of big platforms that normally people can't afford that kind of tech.
And here's where I have to interject too, because as somebody who has been a professional web developer since 1998, I can tell you right now that there's not been a time in all that time till now that I would actually spend money to have somebody else do it, you know, because first of all, I already know what I want to do. I know how to do it, and I can do it for less doing it myself because I'm a pro. Now, let's say you're a DIY person and not a pro, but just a DIY. I'm still here to tell you it will cost you more to do it DIY than it will to do it through SuperPass, and you will have so many more features and so many less headaches. You know, sometimes, I don't know, I bang my head up against the wall and ask myself why I do some of the things. Like, why should I write all this coding when I can hit a couple buttons and it happens in minutes instead of spending hours trying to figure it out? There's something egotistical about that trying to figure it out thing. Just saying, as somebody that does that.
So you're absolutely right. So, you know, if you want to DIY it, then this is still going to be probably more affordable than, you know, doing something through even WordPress or things like that. It's still going to cost you less and it's going to look so much better straight away without you having to have any design expertise, having to worry about plugins or code or, you know, keeping it up to date, you know, all the kind of pain points that people who use, you know, other kind of web builder services have. You know, with this, it's more like, you know, creating a Facebook group in terms of how easy it is, but it's your brand and it's all yours and it's on your own domain and all of that kind of stuff. And then through to the really kind of professional side, we even have clients who have built their own tech and spent, you know, hundreds of thousands building their own streaming platforms and stuff, and then actually realize that they need these other features and it's going to still cost all this to maintain it, and that, you know, they don't have all the things they need and it's going to cost them more and more and more. And then they found out what we're doing and they've actually moved to us, thrown all of that away and moved to us because what we've built is better. And also, not only that, we maintain and keep it all up to date, but we're always adding new features too. So they're basically getting this constantly developing system without actually having to spend any of the money or investment of, it's not just money, it's the time, you know, the time it takes you, the creative time it takes you, the organizational time it takes you, all of that. You don't have to worry about any of that because that's what our team is doing full time for you.
Yeah. And that's why I was mentioning the time part, because I don't know, sometimes I just think I'm an idiot that I sit there and I'll spend hours and hours trying to figure something out when really, you know, I could spend that time doing other things.
But it's fun figuring things out, isn't it?
It is. But you know what? Let me do it for fun instead of for work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me figure out how to go hang gliding instead of figuring out how to build a website.
Well, that's exactly it. Because we focus on the tech for you, you can then really focus on the things that really matter, which is, you know, creating amazing content, growing your audience, really engaging with them, doing all the, you know, the really fun stuff that you love, and you don't have to worry about all the kind of nuts and bolts behind the scenes because that's what we're doing for you.
And that's a big point of mine, you know, because what happens a lot of times, especially as business owners and entrepreneurs, is we spend so much time doing these tasks that we don't like to do that it takes away from the time of doing the things that we do best that will actually grow the business.
Yeah.
So it's kind of penny wise, pound foolish, as we would put it. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm going to spend some money over here, but I'm going to gain 10 times that over there because I am able to focus my time and energy on that.
And, you know, we do make it so quick and easy, like for certain things. So, for example, if you just have a podcast, you can literally create a gorgeous podcast website within 5 minutes. That's how quickly you can have literally, I mean, we did it with your podcast, didn't we? Like, you've got like thousands of episodes and it took a couple of minutes to import them all it automatically built a beautiful landing page for you. You can then go in and customize it with your brand. And that all takes, you know, in under 5 minutes, you've got that. If you want to hook it up to your payment system, that takes a matter of seconds to create. I mean, I did it on a call the other day. I was chatting to one of our clients who hadn't actually hooked up the kind of paywall side of it. And they were actually using some of these other paid services for, you know, patron donators to support them. And literally within 1 minute on the call, we'd hooked it up to his own account. So he gets paid instantly and doesn't have to worry about, you know, pulling down, you know, drawing down your funds and stuff. It just automatically will go into his bank account now. And the price plans are all set up, you know, in a minute. And then they were there all live on the site. So it just makes everything that you'd normally like figure out, oh, how do I attach PayPal to this and set up price plans for this? You know, like even PayPal, people think, oh, that's a really easy way to just add it to my site. But this is even easier than that.
No doubt. It is absolutely simple. It doesn't matter if you know, if you can barely turn on a computer, you can still work this. Okay. And that's what's amazing about it too. The thing is I even love the name because I feel like I'm a superhero at that point because it's Super Pass.
That's so awesome. I'm
thinking like I'm, you know, Super Pipe Man over here.
Yeah. So the name kind of comes from, so a bit about our history. So we've been around about 10 years. We actually started as a music platform. So we were basically known as the Fair Trade Streaming Platform because, well, I guess I can talk a little bit about the origins, but first I'll say with the name, it's always been about that really engaged audience that you have and how do you create a deeper relationship with your most loyal fans, basically your super fans. So, you know, it's Super Pass is really for your super fans, and the pass being very much about that kind of VIP backstage pass, that relationship. So even from the very beginning, and the business has really evolved in the last 10 years, but even from the start, it's always been about how do you turn your listeners into, you know, really engaged customers, paid customers, or your followers or your music fans, or even, you know, turn potential leads into clients. It's always been about how do you build that top sort of 1-10% of your reach, but turn them actually into really engaged customers that are going to support you, pay for things that you're making, give you feedback on what they want more of, you know, all the stuff that actually is why you're creating what you're creating or doing the business you're doing. With social media platforms are brilliant for increasing your reach and growing your audience, but they're not that great for catering for the needs of those super fans or those really, really engaged customers, because there's too much noise there. They often miss your post. It's very hard for them to get your attention above the noise of everything else that's going on. So there's tons of things that those don't cater for. And this has always really addressed those needs. So we work with all kinds of different entrepreneurs and creators so a lot of podcasters, but also people in e-learning, health and well-being, music, TV and film, conferences, charities. So really anyone that's creating content, which these days is, you know, most businesses. And it's been really awesome to see how people have really been able to, like our customers tell us, it's a game changer for them because they've been able to do new things with their business that they weren't able to do before.
Absolutely. And, you know, something I also think we need to focus on, or I need to focus on, because I've seen it firsthand plenty of times, is the ownership of your site and its content. I've had clients myself where they dealt with, you know, one of the big boys that everybody likes to trust. And what ended up happening is when they wanted to move their site, the company automatically permanently deleted the whole site, immediately. And, you know, thankfully for my, you know, foresight to see that happening, because I've seen it happen many, many times, I had copied all the code before they got a chance to flip that switch. But the bottom, and it was my client's site. Like, it was my client's content. It wasn't like they built it for him at all. It was his content that was built by his professionals that worked for him, and nothing to do with the company. But it happens all the time. People don't realize that. Yeah. You go to these WYSIWYGs, what we call WYSIWYGs, what you see is what you get, which is a lot of these, you know, box companies out there. They own your site. So yeah, they make it where, you know, they'll create the site for you or they'll make it easy for you, and then they keep everything. So to me, that's a number one benefit dealing with SuperPass, because I don't ever have to worry that, you know, all my work, all my effort, all my time will just be gone and I'll have to start over from scratch.
Yeah, so I guess where we're a little bit different is that the key things that are yours are yours. So the content is all yours. Your users and your audience are all yours. You have all of their, you know, their email addresses and all of that kind of data, all of the kind of activity data, like play data, what's being played, what's the most popular stuff, all of that, all of those things are yours. And I guess where we are a little bit different to a traditional website is because it's completely code-free and you're not having to build stuff or do plugins or anything, it's just built in. We call it the smart builder, and it turns all your content into a beautiful layout like Netflix or Amazon Prime or Apple Podcasts or any of those platforms. It will automatically look like that. So you don't actually, like, there isn't really ownership of the site itself, because you don't need to, because basically we've skinned it with your branding and your images and all of the things that matter to you. And of course, those are all the things that you own, but the actual kind of structure of the site, you don't ever need that. And, you know, and if you want to then move somewhere else, you couldn't take our tech with you, but of course you can take your content and your audience and, you know, and the other thing, of course, that's very important, that's yours, is obviously all the money, which again, you're keeping 100% of that. We don't take any rev share. So I guess when we talk about complete ownership, it's those things that are really important. And, you know, they always say, don't build on rented land. And I guess social media platforms and the streaming platforms and stuff is very much rented land, because, I mean, we have some clients that they have incredibly high volume on things like Audible and Amazon Prime and stuff like that, and they don't know who a single one of those listeners are. Like the volume of sales they're making on those platforms is really impressive, and they literally, you know, we're talking, you know, 6-7 figures. They don't know who a single one of those customers are. Like that's not a way to grow your business. When you release the next product, how are you going to contact them to say, oh, I've got another book out, or, you know, here's another meditation album, or whatever it is, you know? So we really try to focus on giving you control of the things that really should matter.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you're so right about the social media too, because, I mean, look at what happens to people all the time. People go to Facebook jail, or they get their account deleted or blocked or taken down. And a lot of times it's due to AI and some mistake, you know.
Yeah.
So that you can't have that kind of control over your own content. I don't know about that.
Yeah, we've had a few, because, you know, people come to us all the time for those kind of reasons as well, where, you know, it has been AI on Facebook or something that has deleted their entire group, you know, 10 years worth of work, hundreds of thousands of members of the group, and it literally just got deleted overnight. They've never been able to speak to a human at Facebook to kind of, you know, challenge that or say, you know, why has this even happened? And it's not even like they were doing anything controversial, but there's just no way to even contest it. So yeah, it is really hard for people. And I think that those platforms are really powerful. And I think what we do is definitely not instead of, you know, even with a podcast, you know, that's for a lot of people is the top of the funnel, how you find listeners who really love what you're doing. And social media is where you also grow your audience, or, you know, YouTube as well. There's nothing really to compare with the ability those platforms give you for people to just sort of organically find you. But then what do you do with the people that are really, really engaged and really love what you're doing? Where do you send them? And that, I think, is what's a bit broken in the market at the moment, is that there often isn't a central place that people have to send them. And like I often say this, that when people come to a website these days, most of the time, it's a bit like a train station. People come to your website and it's really just a landing page to link you out to all the other places, you know, listen to my podcast on all these other services. Here's all my social media accounts. Here's my shop. Here's my courses, you know, like whatever it is, you're sending people away instantly when they get there. But from a marketing perspective, like, that's the golden moment. Like, you finally got someone to actually take the time. They really love what you're doing. They've spent the time to come to your website, and then instantly you're sending them away again, instead of giving them a beautiful destination that's actually a destination in itself, not just for them to stay on in that moment, but to keep coming back to again and again. And really, that's what we do, is we enable you to have your website as your central destination, where it's got all of the content that you've made now and ever in the past. Like, we work with a lot of musicians that have these incredible archives of stuff that's never even been commercially released, you know. So an example is Woody Shaw, so one of the big jazz greats. And with us, they've got an app with us, which is literally all of the jam recordings that have never had a commercial release, that don't live anywhere else other than on the app, and people can subscribe, you know, an exclusive subscription to access that archive. And there's hundreds of them, hours and hours and hours of beautiful recordings that isn't available anywhere else. And then that's so cool, because then, you know, you can really send people to a place that feels special, that is different to everywhere else, where they can get, you know, So if you've got a podcast, you can then, and you've got an app with us, it'll send a push notification every time you've got a new episode. So your audience is saying, oh, great, there's a new episode. And then they can come straight in there, listen to it, but also they can write a comment directly there to say what, you know, what they liked, what they want to hear more of. And then, you know, if you are selling a video course as well, that's then alongside it, they go, oh, great, you know, here's the other thing. So you kind of naturally, organically build that relationship rather than kind of having to send, like, I really hate these kind of, I kind of feel like they're really tacky kind of funnels where that, you know, someone says, oh, download my free ebook, and you have to give up your email address. Like, it feels like, why are you asking people to give up an email address? Surely it should be that you're giving them something, and as part of that, they just happen to be joining your ecosystem and joining your community. It's a very different message, even though there's still an exchange of an email address going on, but it's part of inviting people into your world, and they think that your world is valuable to them and meaningful to them, and that matters. And it just feels like a much nicer way to grow your business than kind of like upselling or converting people to this next stage. Like, it's a really different way of engaging in that relationship to really grow your audience and grow that community and give people meaning and value.
Oh, no doubt about it. Because I think in what you were referring to with the ebook thing is a lot of people also realize that when you do that, you get emails from like 10 different places, not just them. So you're yeah. less likely to do it next time. I know I am. It's like, sometimes it's annoying. And if you read the fine print, it'll say, you're going to get information from this one, this one, this one, this one, this one.
That's really bad. So we actually have really strict rules in the, well, in Europe, the GDPR rules, which mean that you, like, you can't do that with someone's email address unless they've opted in, unless they've knowingly given their consent for it. But I know in the US, it's a bit looser on those rules. But yeah, I think we're definitely going to move to an age of, you know, a lot more privacy, a lot less data sharing, you know, cookies now. There's so much that's changing in the technology around cookies for those that know more about that kind of thing too. It's really interesting. I think we are going to see massive change on that front in the next couple of years.
Well, that's another good reason I like dealing with you guys, because your neck of the woods, not your company, but in the UK, it's definitely a lot stricter for privacy and all that. And that's where it's all going to go. So I'd rather be prepared ahead of time. I'd rather have a site that is already in compliance for when they put those regulations out there that inevitably will.
And we do all of that automatically for you. So you're already compliant with all of those laws and everything just by using our product.
Well, there you go. So is there anything that you really want listeners to know that we haven't covered already?
Oh, well, lots of things, but maybe not for today, maybe for another time. I guess just, you know, if you are making any kind of content, whether you're a musician or a podcaster or wanting, you know, or a knowledge expert, I mean, a lot of people we work with just, you know, they're an expert in their space and they want to actually share that with others and, you know, maybe create a course or be a speaker or write a book about it. If you're thinking, well, how do I make that look really professional, or how do I kind of, or maybe you're already doing a lot of those things and want to really take it to the next level, then we work with a lot of people in those situations where we just can really take that to the next level and, you know, very quickly give you a very, very professional platform online that's yours on your own domain with your own mobile app, where all your content's together and where the content discovery and playing, you know, streaming experience is like those other platforms that, you know, are the top platforms, rather than, you know, just like a kind of clunky, dodgy, not dodgy website, but, you know, a clunky website. So we definitely can help out with that. It's probably more affordable than most of the other website options you're going to be looking at with the other website builders, because we do just have some really awesome ways of doing it. So I guess come chat to us. We also have lots of ideas of how we can just help you figure out to start a subscription business or create a membership. Basically, I just love helping people is my main drive. That's why I started the business. And we're still very much as a team. That's why we get up in the morning. We just want to help people. And we're really motivated by seeing the results that our customers are always telling us, that it's just changed their world and enabled them to do stuff that they couldn't do before with their business. And seeing them help people is so cool.
And, you know, it's so true, because you are so hands-on and so personable and customer service, which is something that definitely is not the norm in web development or app development or anything in that realm?
We really take care of, you know, every single creator that we work with, we really take care with them. I'm very inspired with the amazing entrepreneurs that we work with. And, you know, I think the relationships really matter. And thank you for saying that, because that is important to us. So it's nice that that's come across to you too.
So, yeah, here's the thing. If you're an entrepreneur, business owner, podcaster, radio personality, TV personality, author, speaker, coach, anything in any of those realms, you need to reach out to Superpass at superpass.com. Reach out to Juliana. She's hands-on. And those of you that are my loyal listeners, I'm sure you know I've never, ever in all the years recommended a web or app company till now. So there it is.
Wow. Thanks, Dean. That's amazing.
It's Pipe Man certified.
Wow. Thank you.
So Superpass is a super company.
I love that. That's really wonderful. Well, thanks, Dean. And I guess if people want to know the spelling, it's a little unusual. It's not super with E-R, it's with an A. So S-U-P-A-P-A-S-S.
Yeah, just pretend you're one of the cool kids. The cool kids would say Superpass. Well, Juliana, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for helping the community, and thank you for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
Absolute pleasure. And I love the show and have been really enjoying listening to the episodes.
Well, thank you for being a fan, because I'm a fan of you. And that's what this whole world needs, is for us all to be fans of each other. Let's be one big team.
Big, wonderful community.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.